This is the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. This portion of the show brought to you by the Skyview Drive-In on North Belt West in Belleville. Two screens, two movies on each screen with digital projectors and FM audio. They're open 7 days a week. They got a great concession stand. We're happy to have them as our sponsor, the Skyview Drive-In in Belleville. I'm Paul Harris. Ian and Dan are here with me, and we need you now to play the Harris Challenge. Challenge is no fun without contestants, and you can be one of them by calling 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS. Now, of course, if you have played in the last 60 days, then according to our rules, you may not play today. And we've already got our first contestant lined up and ready to go. Hello, Jim. Hello, Jim. I'm only going to say it one more time. Hello, Jim.
Jim?
Hey, how you guys doing?
There you are.
I thought maybe 8-second delay.
I know that we're on an 8-second delay. I didn't realize Jim was also on an 8-second delay. Jim, welcome to the show. We're happy to have you here and offer you a unique opportunity in the world of broadcasting. We're going to give you 5 seconds of airtime to exploit in any way you'd like. Now, we have had people who have used this for commercial endorsements. I'm not talking about LeBron James Nike swoosh kind of endorsement deals here. And by the way, while we're talking about LeBron James, I just want to mention one thing about the NBA Finals earlier this week. Highest rated finals in 25 years. Pretty impressive. But the question for you is, are you going to use this 5 seconds for a commercial endorsement, or are you just going to suck up to the boss or shout out to the family?
Shout out to the family. He won't hear it. He lives down in San Antonio. But my oldest son graduated high school last week on his way to college.
And my kids
here want to say hello.
Hi, everybody. And Jim, congratulations to you on the incredible debt you're about to undertake as the father of a college student.
Exactly.
Let's turn on the semi-random category computer. That's where the questions and categories are. And category one, of course, is always, have you been paying attention? Category two, movie dads, with Father's Day coming up on Sunday. Or category three, anchor people not named Brian Williams.
Have you been paying attention?
All right. Here's how the challenge works. I'm going to ask Jim 5 questions in 60 seconds. He can answer or pass on each question. If he does pass, he can go back and pick up the unanswered questions, as long as he does it before the buzzer sounds at the 1 minute mark, because that's when I'll tally up his points. He doesn't have to get all 15 points to win, just more than half to get a prize package chosen especially for him by this guy.
Yay! The prize man!
You are, Paul. It's going to be interesting because I had my eyes dilated today. I still have that halo going around him.
So really?
To reading something, it'll be...
Why don't you get a little closer to that really bright light?
Okay, I will.
Cross over to the light, children.
We have 12 free donuts.
Donuts.
From the Old Town Donut Shop.
Dilate them.
They have 2 locations, one in Cottleville and one in Florissant.
Cottleville.
Also,
I see what you did there.
I know. How about that? I switched them around for you. We have 2 adult passes to get in to the Skyview. Skyview.
It's the drop, so I can tell.
I know.
He wasn't even reading. That guy was looking at him. He wasn't reading there.
To the Skyview Drive-In.
Trying to ad lib on the new sponsor. Good.
I'm sorry, Steve. The Skyview Drive-In in Belleville.
Screen one tonight, Inside Out, the new Pixar movie that Colin and I loved. I gave it 10 out of 10. And also Tomorrowland, that's on screen one. And on screen two, Jurassic World and Pitch Perfect 2.
Or you can try the all-new King Beef Sandwich at any of the Lion's Choice 24 locations. Make the right choice, Lion's Choice.
So you can have your choice of any of those 3, or if you get all 15 points, you get this bonus package.
Right, Paul. If you get the clean sweep, you win a gift certificate to Jimmy's on the Park at 706 DeMund in Clayton. Jimmy's has happy hour with a new bar menu 7 nights a week, plus brunch on Sunday. Check jimmyscafe.com.
And enjoy all you can eat crack sticks right there on your table when you sit down. All right, Jim, your category is, have you been paying attention? 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. All right, just we're talking about this. Which team won its first NBA championship in 40 years this week?
Golden State.
Correct. After resigning from her job, who did interviews in which she said she still identifies as black?
Dolezal, I think is how you pronounce
Rachel Dolezal. Okay. Why is the FBI investigating the St. Louis Cardinals?
They hacked into the Astros computer system.
Correct. Which restaurant chain now has the most locations around the world? Is it Subway, McDonald's, or Chipotle?
Subway.
It is Subway. Which Bernie Sanders supporter told Donald Trump not to use his song Rockin' in the Free World for his campaign events?
Neil Young.
It is Neil Young. And ladies and gentlemen, and students in the back seat, that would be your clean sweep by Jim. Congratulations, Jim.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Dinner at Jimmy's on the Park. Great place to go. Use that as a bonus Father's Day gift from us.
All right, thank you, guys.
Hang on, and Dan will tell you how you get those prizes while I bring in our next contestant. Hello, Susie.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Oh, I'm just going to say hi to Ben and Lucy, my two children.
Okay. Which category would you like? We have movie dads, anchor people not named Brian Williams, or, no, really, have you been paying attention?
Oh, I will attempt movie dads.
Okay.
That might be kind of tough, but I'll give it a go.
That's not the confidence we need on the challenge. Susie, we've got 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In what movie did Robin Williams pretend to be a British nanny to stay close to his kids?
Mrs. Doubtfire.
Correct. Who was the obvious choice to play Charlie Sheen's father in Wall Street?
Martin Sheen?
Correct. Who played the dad in the two Father of the Bride remakes in the 1990s?
Steve Martin.
Correct. In the Austin Powers movies, what is the name of Dr. Evil's son?
Mini-Me.
Scott was his son, played by Seth Green. Who helped his daughter win an Oscar when they co-starred together in Paper Moon?
Ooh, I'll have to pass on that one.
Well, then we go to the five-pointer. Who helped his daughter win an Oscar when they co-starred in Paper Moon?
Oh, that was it.
Yeah.
Who helped his daughter win an Oscar? I don't even know that one. I'm going to guess. Jodie Foster?
The daughter was Tatum O'Neill, the father Ryan O'Neill. And if you've never seen that Peter Bogdanovich movie Paper Moon, put it on your Netflix queue. It's a great one.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, Susie, you got the one, the two, and the three, and unfortunately, that's only 6 points. And I am going to have to punish you. Earlier in the show, we were talking about Dave Grohl hurting his leg during a Foo Fighters concert. Of course, before Foo Fighters, Dave was in Nirvana, who recorded some of the more important songs of the 90s, including their biggest hit, which, well, sure, their version was good, but it was nowhere near as good as the version by Mr. Paul Anka.
Load up, load up. Bring your friends, it's fun to lose and to pretend. She's overboard, she's self-assured. Oh no, I know a dirty word. Hello, 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 how low. Hello, 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 how low.
All right, goodbye, 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 Paul. Now playing at the Airport Marriott. Paul Anka in his all Nirvana tribute show smells like I'm nowhere near a teen. Susie, I'm sorry you didn't win, but I hope you have a great weekend.
Fabulous. Thank you.
Thank you very much for playing. Smells like, is that what that was? Here's our next contestant. Hello, Larry.
Hey, Paul. I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Tell us about yourself with your 5 second cheap plug opportunity.
I'm not going to give a cheap plug. I'm just going to say happy Friday to everybody. Hopefully the sun comes out tomorrow.
You know, I was talking to some scientist friends, and they say that they have heard a rumor that we're going to see something very odd in the sky tomorrow. this bright yellow disc.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I'll be looking for it.
About ready to lose a couple of dogs in the backyard, so the grass is getting too tall.
Wow. All right, which category would you like? Anchor people not named Brian Williams? No, really? Have you been paying attention? Or our new third category, a musical Father's Day?
I'm going to go with the Anchors.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock. Larry, let's play the Harris Challenge. Lester Holt has succeeded Brian Williams at NBC. Who preceded Brian Williams?
Tom Brokaw.
Correct. Who sat behind the ABC anchor desk for 27 years, longer than anyone on any network?
Oh, what's his name?
That's what I asked you. You can pass if you want. Okay. Which of these was not a regular anchor for CBS? Barbara Walters, Connie Chung, Katie Couric.
Katie Couric.
Barbara Walters, who worked at ABC.
Go back to the other one, and it was Hugh Downs.
It was Peter Jennings. For 2 points each, who were the current evening news anchors for CBS and ABC?
No clue.
Nobody knows either. Five-pointer. What were the last names of Chet and David, who co-anchored on NBC in the 60s?
Brinkley?
That's one of them. What was Chet's last name?
Chet's last name... Nothing.
Huntley and Brinkley.
Huntley.
And
yeah.
It's Scott Pelley on CBS and David Muir on ABC. This just proves...
Really?
This,
who would have known that?
No one knows it. No one.
All you
got here, Larry, is 1 point for Tom Brokaw. So we go back to the Airport Marriott Lounge for Mr. Paul Anka.
The lights out, less dangerous. Here we are now. Entertain us.
Is he wearing flannel? A flannel tuxedo?
Contagious. In the first one, yeah. Did he say it was a lyric in the dirty word? No, he didn't.
I just want to thank Larry for remembering me.
That's nice.
Thanks, Tom.
Okay, that's enough. By the way, Lester Holt becomes the first solo black anchor, but not the first black person to anchor a network newscast. Max Robinson did that at
ABC.
I
wonder if he gets to keep Brian's $10 million a year or whatever.
You know, I read this morning that Brian is getting a big-time pay cut, and Lester is getting a big-time pay raise. I don't know if he's getting the $10 million, but he certainly is not going to have to worry about paying the mortgage for a while.
Have a great weekend, guys.
Happy Father's Day, Larry. Thanks for playing.
Thanks.
Here's our fourth contestant. Hello, Nick.
Hey, Paul. How you doing?
Good. 5 seconds to plug.
I guess I'll just say hey to my wife, who's probably getting a good laugh at my expense right now.
You want to say her? You want to say her name?
Sure, her name's Lynn.
Okay, let's see what we have left here. We have no, really. Have you been paying attention or a musical Father's Day?
I'll go with no. Have you really been paying attention?
All right, Nick. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which former Florida governor announced this week that he's running for president too?
Jeb Bush.
Correct. True or false, a new government-sponsored study says states that have passed medical marijuana laws have not seen an increase in adolescent use of weed.
False.
True. What did people throw at Smash Mouth singer Steve Harwell at the Taste of Fort Collins Festival in Colorado last weekend? Plastic bottles of soy milk, slices of bread, or joints?
Slices of bread.
Correct. Which huge internet service provider is being fined $100 million by the FCC for slowing speeds on unlimited data customers?
AT&T.
Correct. Which gun maker, which armed generations of American soldiers, filed for bankruptcy this week?
Luger?
I'm not 100% sure, but I think Luger is German. No, it's Colt. Colt,
okay.
Based in Hartford,
no
Connecticut.
On that one.
That's okay. You got the one, you got the three, you got the four. That's 8 points. You're just past the winner's threshold, Nick.
Well, I don't know if I could have listened to that one more time. I'm glad.
Well, I'm glad you won. Congratulations.
Thank you. Hang on.
Dan will tell you how you get your prizes. Now, what happened to our fifth contestant?
I don't know. Everybody just kind of dropped off.
Is it because of the weather?
I don't know. It could be.
Should I count to 10 and just take the next person who calls?
I would.
314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550. KTRS, and we'll just do this final category with whoever the next caller is. I'll just blindly take him.
And I told people, I said, you know, hang on, because there are people that drop off, but they all dropped off. You didn't say this is our final contestant.
Well, why don't you go ahead and take care of Nick on line two, and I'll just take this person right here. Hi, who's this?
This is Stan.
Hi, Stan. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good. Turn your radio down and tell us about yourself.
No, I don't have much to tell except I'm sick and tired of the rain. And not to bring up the situation in
Charleston, South Carolina, but that stuff has got to stop.
Yes, it does. Absolutely. Both the rain and the gun violence have got to stop. Yeah.
It's outrageous. It's completely outrageous, and I don't know what we're going to do about it. We better figure out something.
I don't think anybody knows what to do about it, and I think that's the most frustrating part of it all, Stan. But let's get back to the challenge. One category left, a musical Father's Day. You ready?
Well, that's why I think everybody bailed, so I'm going to give it a shot.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who is the daughter of the man who had a hit with Achy Breaky Heart?
Miley Cyrus.
Correct, Billy Ray's kid. For 1 point each, name the fathers whose daughters made up the group Wilson Phillips.
Pat.
Which classic rocker is the father of the Wallflowers leader? Bob Dylan, Eric Clapton, or David Crosby?
Eric Clapton.
Bob Dylan. What singer, what singer-songwriter had a hit about fatherhood called Cats in the Cradle?
Jim Croce.
Harry Chapin. In which classic rock band has Jason Bonham sat in as a replacement for his late father, John Bonzo Bonham?
I just don't know. I don't know this very much.
Well, do you know the fathers whose daughters made up the group Wilson Phillips? And don't just say Wilson and Phillips. We need more than that.
I know what you're saying. I can't think of it.
All right. Well, the Phillips was John Phillips of the Mamas and Papas, and the Wilson was Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys. And by the way,
yeah,
if you haven't seen the new movie about him, Love and Mercy, I give it a big recommendation. It's very good. And Jason Bonham took over for Dad Bonzo, or plays the drums in his stead in the band Led Zeppelin. Might have heard of them. Small little band.
Yeah, I've heard about them. They're pretty,
yeah.
They're not much.
They sold like 40 records, but a lot of people have heard of them. All right, so 1 point for Miley Cyrus. That means we once again have to be punished. All of us, especially those of us with headphones cranked up. Here's Mr. Anka. And the orchestra, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget them. The horn riffs don't make it better.
I do best, and for this gift, I do feel blessed. And our little group has always been and always will until the end. Hello, hello,
hello, hello.
Hey!
He doesn't really sound angst-riddled.
No, he does not. He was a multi-millionaire at this point. Paul Anka and grunge. They're not even they're not in the same room of the Music Mansion.
Missing the message.
Well, Stan, thank you for taking the bullet there, and I appreciate you calling and playing. Thanks very much.
All right. Have a good weekend, guys.
Thank you. Have a happy Father's Day, too. That's the Harris Challenge for this week. We do it every Friday right around 5:15. This is the Big 550 KTRS and KTRS.com.